Hello everyone, Sane Maid here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Thomas. He didn't give me a topic, so wanted to build up on a recent video I ran into by Aaron Clary. It's called How Male Minimalism Threatens the US Economy. I put a link to it below. And it's part of one of his books, and it's only 3 minutes long. In it, he mentions that single men only need about $21,900 to survive if they don't have a family. They only need a flat-screen TV, a chair, and video games for entertainment. They don't need fancy degrees, SUVs, and McMansions to feel happy. All of those things are true for many guys, and the US economy is going to suffer as more men adopt minimalism. We're seeing that with less men willing to break their bodies working in the trades. So the men that do remain in those fields cost more money to hire, and that puts pressure up on inflation. But it's worse than he thought because recently even video game sales are down. Women make up the bulk of travelers at around 70%, and the majority of men, when they don't have the pressure of family and relationships in their lives, I think somewhere around 90% underachieve, while about 10% overachieve. I remember Stardust many years ago saying that it's bad for men to go their own way, because they lose motivation. But the 10% of men such as myself with a Sigma grind set felt liberated to work and accomplish as much as we wanted. But I think that has more consequences that I believe the elites hate even more than a bunch of black-pilled men that have given up on life, or men that focus on doing as little as possible except indulging in their hedonism. The 10% of men that I talk to regularly on my coaching calls are quickly amassing millions of dollars and buying up tons of assets, and that creates greater wealth inequality in our society. Plus, the elites probably don't like them because they're scooping up the same assets they want. In Clary's video, it shows a picture of an empty sofa chair and a TV in an empty room. And some woman is shaming men by saying that men think this is an okay way of living. Minus the mask, of course, that I put in the thumbnail of this video. But a man that's a Sigma that lives a minimalist lifestyle, hoovering up as many investments as he can also retire early, and more rapidly switch over from being part of the employment class to the asset class. The idea of lower, middle, and upper class are antiquated in the 21st century. The lower class has been replaced by the welfare class, surviving on government handouts and food stamps. Then we have the middle class, which should now be called the employment class, which gets its income from labor. And finally, the upper class that lives by cashing in a portion of their assets as income or relying on dividends and rent. Some people can be a combination of all three. Clary says that women have said that they don't need men anymore, so the men have decided to check out. Men do the minimum required to exist. But that only works temporarily until the consumer economy crashes. We see that with 60% of American shopping malls going bust, and people living in smaller apartments. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Red Pill Mentor. The Red Pill Mentor Tokyo is a content creator making research-based videos on a variety of topics, including herbivore men, women's plausible deniability losing power due to men's intellect, why women are delusional about their value, as well as narcissism. He's also the author of a short book called Where Have All the Good Men Gone?, which researches the gender academics gap combined with women's hypergamous nature, resulting in their unrealistic expectations of men and an increase in divorce when she's the breadwinner. The Red Pill Tokyo sponsor links are down below. Anyways, now back to even men in China are laying flat and checking out Clown World Show. Recently, the Chinese stock market crashed 8% in a single day. Their housing market has finally popped, and it's probably 10 times worse than what happened in 2008 in the United States, with regards to the global financial crisis. Yet more Chinese men than ever are laying flat and doing only what they need in order to survive. The power of men going on strike and not producing more than they have to is horrible for governments and women, because innovation and low-cost labor start to disappear from the economy. Consumer economies then begin to collapse. Minimalism also has some other outcomes that no one is talking about. In Toronto, many people have become minimalists. They move downtown into tiny apartments and ditch their cars. As a result, at least partially, the real estate market corrected upwards. Once people ditch their vehicles, that's yet another $1,000 a month people had in their pockets to pay for rent. So rents went up due to competition for good space. If enough people go minimalist and save money, that creates deflation in their own personal spending. Then the things they do spend money on will inflate in price. Very similar to what happened in Texas with a bunch of people buying up tiny houses, which are now costing $200,000. Also imagine how much further minimalism is about to go with Apple Vision Pro, You don't even need a screen, just a place to sit. Maybe a guy can just sit on his bed instead of a sofa and completely replace the living room with a bedroom. Living rooms are already obsolete as far as I'm concerned, because I don't even watch television anymore. Around here, housing is getting so expensive that minimalism is not a choice, but almost mandatory at this point. Some buildings are going up with just a small room for your apartment and a tiny bathroom with a common food cafeteria down below. Basically a motel room like you'd see in the Microtel chain. It's fine for one person, but still rather cramped. Another benefit to minimalism, if you can still work hard, save and invest your money, is to go overseas after you make your money in the West, and then leave for a better and cheaper place. In the end, there'll always be cheaper places to live abroad than people with enough money to pump the prices up to the moon. After all, BlackRock can't buy all of the real estate everywhere in the world that's affordable, because many countries don't allow that. There are also situations where minimalism doesn't make any sense, especially for those that are creative types. For example, in my workspace, I surround myself with over a half dozen Lego projects that I'm working on, and work on a different one every few days. Sometimes the only way I gauge the quality of my work is by putting it next to other work that I've done before. Einstein's office was also sort of organized chaos with tons of projects that he was still working on when he died. Today's Not-So-Mystery Link has a clip from an old episode of Star Trek The Next Generation, where a character talks about antiques as well as things around him in his personal space. He's a scientist surrounded by inspirational objects. Being a minimalist doesn't work if you're a creative type because your environment can actually be too sterile. But if you surround yourself with too many beautiful objects, then I find that it's actually made me feel so satisfied, in fact, that I don't actually want to get any work done. I find it has to be a balance between minimalism and beauty. Certain areas like my work desk with multiple monitors need to be minimal. But with Vision Pro, I might not need a desk soon. All screens will appear through the goggles, and all I'll need is a keyboard and a mouse. Time will tell if that actually works. As for women, they tend to clutter their space with tons of objects that they rarely use, that conform to modern standards, and they don't get the added benefits of inspiration while at the same time they spend a ton of money doing it. It drags their energy down to keep all of their spaces clean while not uplifting their spirits. Besides being bad for the economy and good for your savings and investments, minimalism can also be damaging to your soul if you're that creative type. Humans need a certain level of beauty in their personal space. Aaron Cleary, if he's a minimalist in his personal space, then that could explain why he spends a lot of time hiking in nature. Because if there's nothing interesting to look at in one's personal space, then you might actually need to travel around to explore the beautiful wilderness around you. Designing and constructing beautiful objects has also cured me of my wanderlust. I spent somewhere in the neighborhood of $25,000 over the last 15 years on travel. That was so that I could see the things that would inspire me. It makes me wonder how many young people live in such a minimalist environment that they bore their spirits, and they might spend $5,000 or $10,000 a year traveling around without realizing that it's not travel they crave, but well-designed stuff around them instead of the sterile, dead environments. I also think it's the 10% of Sigmas that the system fears, because those guys with all the free time in the world, because they don't have a family along with their hustle, have the ability to disrupt the world on a large scale monetarily, if there are enough of us. But also if we plow our energy into new technologies that the elites can't predict. We can't be bought and bargained with because we don't have a wife and children. There's a lack of incentives to get us to sacrifice our lives for society and consume. Plus many of the things we do consume tend to go up in value at the pace of inflation or above. So our labor is protected more than if we're married, and our wives wouldn't actually be comfortable with us investing in anything more than term deposits and the occasional cash-flowing dividend stock or rental property. We have the advantage financially and time-wise over other men that are handicapped by some hostile hottie. We are or can be completely free, and that's something that even the elites can't do, because they're too busy making sure that no one sneaks up on them financially. They have something to lose, and if you're single and free, and you have money, then you're almost untouchable, and mostly in control of your destiny. Plus, you can leave your tyrannical Western country and get out of the clutches of your overlords. They want to see you shackled to a wife, so they can convince her to clutter up your house with cheap tchotchkes, and then divorce you once she's done taking your independence away forever. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Thomas for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that you better not get rid of too much stuff in your life, because then you might not even have a like button to smash anymore. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that think that having less possessions is going to save them money, when in fact it's going to make them take tons of trips without even realizing why away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.